at 2 minutes and 24 seconds on the private session, September 15, 2022, mm-hmm. you said that Elizabeth had a baby before Charles with a Stuart mm-hmm. that is the real royal. Can you tell me
Correct.
More about that?
Yeah, it was one of the little concubine babies. He was a loose cannon. He was a loose cannon.
And actually,
Camilla had two. Well, she had one miscarriage and one DNC, an extraction, with Charles. But that's not who this one was with. And he is in New Zealand.
Carolyn, if I can get the nouns down.
Yeah, let me, Bob, I'm typing it, and in a second I'm going to ask the question. Get out of my face.
Get into the question.
Now, the nouns are all wrong.
Okay, let's fix them.
You said Elizabeth had a baby before Charles. Did you mean Diana or Camilla? Who did you mean?
Both. We thought you were talking about the real... there's two part. It is messed up. There is no more HRH at all. So the one that is King Charles III could be crowned king. He'd have to be known as legitimate. He is not. Elizabeth did indeed have another baby, but they're not, and it is a Stuart, but it was the whole issue from Victoria wasn't. Queen Victoria also was not legitimate. Because, see, the king consort, which would have been Prince Albert, because that's how that went, they had to hook this together. And what ended up happening was she had an affair with the Stuart. Now, Bob's going to jump on this, and he's going to redo this again, and he's going to say, it was the Hanovers! It was the Hanovers! And then we're going to go to Kent. Then we're going to go to Kent. And then it's going to go to Mary of Tech. And then we're going to go all the way through that.
Okay, then pushing. Then I will let Bob dig out this mm-hmm. quagmire. Mm-hmm. So somehow Camilla got in there.
It's all wrong. It's all, and Camilla's in there too. And Charles has, and that's the whole thing with Diana, who is a Stuart, and she's royal. Her babies, mm-hmm. not by Charles, but by her groomsman, the little red-headed one. You remember him, little Harry.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even Charles's child.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. Okay, and I don't really care about that. Does that make me mm-hmm. a bad person? No.
That makes you sane. That makes you a sane. That makes you a sane person. That's what that makes you.
Okay, angel chart. Here we go. Starting in ring 8, you say this is a frequency zone, the symbolic mm-hmm. nervous environment. So, here we go. Ring 8 question. To give this ring one name, can we call this ring Names and Crosses?
Are you asking or are you quoting?
That's a question to Ion. How I like to give the... No. It's
not
but
that.
Then,
not crosses. About, markers. Call them markers. Don't call... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Call them nomenclatures because they're more accurately used to describe, and markers. Nomenclature markers.
Yeah.
If you do it that way, then you leave yourself an out because they don't all necessarily every time apply. Because you got to remember this is sort of a schizo gyroscope, so you can't put markers to say, okay, this is where this is going to be. It's not like it. It's perpetually moving. That's the rub of the loteus.
Yeah, nice. Schizoid gyroscope. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes, because... the words you've given prior were seven names, seven crosses, / markers of delineation. So then my question is, what do the names and crosses represent, which you're now calling nomenclatures and markers?
the markers of the position. Okay, the Catholic Church called it the stations of the cross. That's what they called it. And what happens, this representation is the conditions of how you apply this new place of quote-unquote power, which all that does, that stabilizes the blooming lotus. Do you realize how long a lotus will bloom if it's everything about it is, if the environment that it's in is perfect?
How long will it bloom or stay bloomed? 2 weeks?
Stay bloomed. Or some, if it's in perfect conditions, it'll stay forever.
Wow.
But you can't have oxygen. You can't have strychnine in the pond of the water. You see, you got to have, the conditions have to be very controlled, but they don't have to wither.
Yeah.
And without oxygen, there's nothing to make them, to make those stamens stop yielding, you see.
Wow.
Especially in a moving, just like the human body. People say, oh, well, you've got to die. Well, of course, everybody's got to die. Well, Enoch didn't. Bob didn't.
So is a lack of oxygen like a preservative?
Right. Oxygen oxidizes. It's what makes you
rest. Of course.
It's what makes your dermis fall off. That's what everybody this nasty is about. That's why Bob needs to go wash them hands again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No more brush.
Karen, we got to get him one of them little brushes to get under his fingernails because they're pretty filthy, too.
Mm. No, they're not. Brushes. I've never seen a speck of dirt on it.
This is the most fun ever.
Hey, under the next sentence, you talk about new DNA replication via RNA. The question.
Can we say bifurcation? Can we say bifurcation? Because it's going to be bifurcated. You know that. That may be a newsflash, so just put that to the side. We don't want to disturb your question. But we can tell you stuff.
Bifurcation?
Bifurcation.
Are you talking about the way the 144,000 are created?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how they get to be so quantified?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, to bifurcate, you've got to have something that you can split. But we're not trying to split it to divide it. We're not trying to divide it. But you have the bifurcation has to take place to make it perfect. Because that's the rub. So once it's perfect, then it will only have to do it one time. Because once you get a perfect cell, you don't have to have another cell. Now, all the cells in your body have to attend, but that stops this whole process once it's done.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You get the whole armor of God then. Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, you went from talking about one cell to all the cells. So you said one cell has to be perfect, but then how does that one cell make it to 144,000?
By bifurcation.
Okay.
Bifurcation.
So, but then that bifurcated cell, it has to reproduce to get to 144,000.
Yes, it does.
But what you're saying then, we're at least guaranteed that they'll all be perfect because the first one was perfect.
Correct. Yeah. How is it we say it? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Uh-huh.
You start off with rotten DNA. And you have to then transfer the RNA to make a clean DNA, and then the body can get a hold of it. But it'll copy what it is. It's like a copy machine. Did you know that? But you know that from Mir. You know that from Mir.
Okay, great. So I have to make clean DNA. I wanted that to be programmed. I think there's something there I missed, but it's good enough. Sounds
Well, you're developing. Here's what. Here's what's happening is you're starting to develop it. You are developing it.
Yeah.
And now what happens is you have the ability and capacity to connect the dots. Not everybody's going to be able to do that, but you have to be able to do it. So someone smarter, so Pamela Wall doesn't come in and says, "Oh no, I did that. That's my creation."
Oh, that's right.
They can't put the dots together. You've got to be clean about it. You're not trying to be haughty because you're not that way. Well, you're not that way. If you had to be that way, you wouldn't do it at all. But you got to be on your own point and just matter-of-factly, this is what we're working with. Boom. And move on down the road.
Right. Got it. So ring eight seems to be more focused on the individual. So can we say the rings 1 to 7 are kind of generalized and then 8 to 14 are individual?
Okay. Indivisibly individual. And that make any sense, does it? That each one is a part. Okay. Okay, good.
Nice. I like that. So then there was a note about the names on the inside of an outward pointing triangle. L was God, M-E was me, E-14 was you, I-H was, I don't know if that's a mistake, I was age.
No.
Achille.
No. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
Achille was Neil, Arbdorn was Adorn, and then there was Stem Cell. The names, what are the complete 7 names and what do they represent? So you're saying I do have the names correct. And what do they represent?
Yeah. As we said, the way the Catholics do the stations of the cross, they're point holders. This is the part that'll give you the color of the lotus. It'll give you the pitch of the lotus. How, you know how some lotuses, they're not all the same, meaning they don't open the same. Sometimes they have broader leaf petals. Sometimes they're tighter. Like a chrysanthemum, you know, chrysanthemums like that sometimes. So that gives you the pitch and the yaw of it all.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Question. To give the ring 9, we're on ring 9, to give this ring 1 name, can we say emotions?
As long as you'll make, you can. But if you've got to make room, you've got to also make room for stability. Is there such a thing as a stable emotion? Is there such a thing? Okay.
No.
But this has to be stabilizable. And if it's not, then don't call it an emotion because it'll end up badly. You see, you're building boxes, little boxes, little ticky-tacky. That's okay because you say, no, I'm not. I most certainly am not. I'm doing building blocks. We go, okay, that's all right. We like that. That's all right. But then you got to be able to move those building blocks around it with ease, but not make a box that you can't get out of. So as long as that's the case, then, okay, we're good. But the second you get to pinning it down the wrong way, it gets ugly.
Have you done ring 8?
Yes.
You're finished?
Yep. Okay, thank you for that, the stability of emotions. So is there something about being ascended then that would stabilize our emotions so we don't have to worry?
You don't have any emotions anymore. You don't have any emotions.
Yeah.
You're emotionless. You get like Bob, don't have an emotion. If Bob hollers, you don't even know what he's hollering about. If he hollers, he doesn't know what he's hollering about. And it's over before it ever gets started. He don't have any emotion. He'll say what he thinks or says or vomits up whatever it is. But after that, you don't count on me for a position. I don't have one. Quoting Bob.
So
you get more time if we talk about Bob, Carolyn.
he's busy putting his $20,000 worth of CDs up on his shelf.
The cracker racks. Next, we're going to have to save up and get him a CD player next. That's what we got to do next.
Yeah. Damn, they don't even make them anymore. Then these seven higher emotions, and you call them mediations of mortar, and the seven effects of mortar. Now, these are interesting. Patience, kindness, not proud, long-suffering, lack of envy, not rude, not provoked. So the knots have it here. So this is what you're saying. Don't have that. Don't do that.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Because once you do, you're going to put yourself in a box. You'll have an ill-tempered emotion that will lead you down the road to perdition.
Nice. There are numbers in this chart, and I haven't, I didn't bring that up to look at them. I have a note here about explaining the numbers on the chart. Any point?
Yeah. Bob got lost in space on his little, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Bob started picking up numbers and numerology and 6 and 8 and 12 and 9 and 3. So it had to be in there, too, because he has to be able to explain it through the tiny note. Because if he can't explain it with a tiny note, then this chart doesn't work, nor does his big note apply.
I see.
You see?
Cool. I'll let him ask more about that.
Those are the connectors. And Bob's going to work that out because he's just got to tweak it just a little bit. Well, Alyssa's got to tweak. Alyssa's got to tweak it. Tweak it just a little bit.
I know.
And then it'll be Bob's perfect work.
So funny. I know. He enslaves people. He
cannot believe it. You just can't believe it. And they're happy too. That's the rest of the story. They're happy too.
I know. Ring 10. To give this ring a name, can we say seven churches? But you also talk about 49 boxes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But you could also call them? You should call them that those churches would be the outcomes of the vile judgments.
Oh.
That seems to be what the church does. If you're going to bifurcate them, of course you're going to have a up and a down, you see. So if you include that, if you don't have to have a prequel, that you have to come unwrite the story so you can figure out how this all goes together, okay, that's fine. But if you do, then we got to do something. We have to do this a different way. So if you can do the two part, the churches and the vile judgments, because that's all the church does is judge.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, you got to be lost if you're going to be saved.
Yeah. Got it. And the 49 boxes. I have here 49 boxes / 7 churches / 6 degrees of separation plus the completion / fragmenting effects of the printed book. See the alchemical quibble in the ring.
Got it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's how that works.
Hold it.
Bob's here. Bob's hanging over my shoulder.
We hear him. Bob. Yes, Bob.
You're saying 49 boxes while I'm taking the CD boxes upstairs. Are they the 49 boxes?
No. You got it. But you will like this part. And you'll be able to talk to Stasha about it when she comes back on the show. So it'll be good. So make a little note somewhere. Talk, chat with Stasha. Okay? Good. Now, what's going to happen now is you're going to take that. They made the linear chart, not up and down. In Revelations, remember, we did 1 through 7, and then we did 1 through 7, and then we said, no, it goes a long ways across because they match. If you do that the right way with the seven churches and then the seven stations, yeah. the positions that you uh-huh. you end up with 49 different corporeally sound positions. Because it could be the church at Ephesus with the fifth vow judgment. And so you got to put each one of those ways, and you make this block. You have to be able to lay it out that way, because otherwise somebody's going to pick it apart. And we're not. And come on, let's go. You want to go to task with us? Let's go. Let's get it. Because it's completely clean. That's the only thing that Bob has got going for him is that, however ridiculous his words, they're clean. It's on point. Yeah. This is the point. There's no place you can say there was no letter to Prince Charles. There was no place where there was not of including a furry lint. Who's afraid of furry lint? There is no place that's not established. So if that's the case, it's clean. So you can say, well, I don't like it. Okay, that's fine. Now you have an opinion. So Bob ain't going to talk to you after that anyway. Opinion, what does that mean? What's that
so
for? You start to sound like Clinton.
There's another seven here, the seven layers of heaven. But that's not part of the seven, is it?
No.
Seven
those are the landscapes. Remember you have the mystery landscape and the five body model.
Okay.
Because you gotta have those churches in different positions. I'll give you a good example. You have a service of something in the United States of America that they do a certain way. Well, they don't do the same service, say, in Izmir, Turkey. They might have the same type of service, but it's not quite the same. So that would be a different landscape, and that's where they apply.
Wow.
So you'd be able to cover every incremental position. Like in China, their whole dynasties are set up different, but they're no different than yours. You see, they just call them different things. Different canicles, different canicles. Those are the landscapes.
Right. Now, 6 degrees of separation is mentioned in this ring, but that's not part of the seven. Why is that there?
Correct. Because it has to. You have to be able to adjust it or make them all work without who, what, when, where, why, and how. You've got to be able to make this work without those. Because if you start pitting those, then this block is not going to fit with that block. It's not going to fit with this block. And so now, just like they do in the church, the Ephesus, the Ephesians, they hated the Galatians and the Philippians, and they thought they were heretics, you heretic, because of the degrees of separation.
Wow.
Their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a slide rule to say, avoid this or you'll end up in a trap. Avoid this and you'll end up in a trap.
Avoid this. Wow.
Now, if you're smart like Bob, you can go through it and engage it. Play with it. Make it into Play-Doh. Get your hands all dirty, but you're going to stop till them hands get clean before we go any further. So it doesn't last long. You see, it'll be withering.
Well, hopefully
be withering heights.
I'm sure he has his gloves on as he's moving the boxes
Yes. But the gloves aren't clean.
Stop. Carolyn, give me some disposable little synthetic plastic gloves.
I have to have nitrile gloves.
Purple ones. Ring 11. To give this ring one name, can we say seven crown jewels? Because it's all about the seven crown jewels.
Just say seven crowns. Seven crowns.
Oh.
Because that's what you're working on. Just call it crown. And I'm sure there would be bejeweled, no contest. But don't make it a distraction. Because we're going to go into that. We've got a lot of obsidian work to do later. So it's okay. Much to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the obsidian. Is that because we're going to be fighting? Are we going into battle?
You'll see. Some say you already are.
Okay.
It's a fun transition, though.
So having seven crowns then is what we're saying. And who is bearing the crowns?
Bearing or burying?
Putting them on their heads, bearing.
Oh, the 24 elders.
Okay.
That was the whole point.
And why
that
are there...
was the whole point of that.
The whole point of?
The whole this point. Process of changing.
Well, the 24 elders does not add up to seven, so...
No, nor should they. You said who is going to crown, who is going to place the crown.
Oh,
and
I'm
that
sorry.
Would be the 24 elders.
Who is going to wear the crown?
Those that ascend, the ones who ascend.
Got it.
Yes. And God is the judge. And God is the judge, and the 24 elders will put a stamp like the Archbishop of Canterbury. They'll give their red letter stamp with their red heifers in play in tow that Bob bought with the Church of the Subgenius years ago.
Right. You leave Bob out of this. He doesn't have to be in every ring. Bob it.
It'll go better for you, Carolyn. I've done this. We've done this. It'll go better for you. Just saying.
No, he's going to drag this out so he can keep unpacking the boxes. You know it. So, yeah, maybe you should talk about them. That'll drag it out. Okay. So those that ascend and God, which is us, is our judge of whether we ascend or not. Boom. Very good. Ring 12. To give this ring one name, can we say 40 signs and cosines?
No, you should call it, that's the ring of signs and wonders. Signs and wonders.
And is this S-I-N-E-S?
Yes.
S-I-N-E-S or
S? Okay. Not like sign on the wall. A sign, like a sign or a cosine, and wonders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Perfect. So you're basically marrying the two.
Yeah. So is this the triangulation that you apply to the stock market, this ring 12?
It's almost too simple, almost too simple.
Uh-huh.
But in essence, if you take the essence of it, yes, in essence. But, you know, sometimes it's a reach.
And okay. So then there's a whole bunch of words, which this is an interesting phrase you gave us. 40 numbers, ratios, / sine waves, vertical, cosine, horizontal, in ourselves. So... are we triangulating ourselves to get the 144,000?
You are. You're triangulating because until you thicken the pericardium wall, you might as well go lay it down because you're not going to make it. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
Yeah. Wow.
That's got to come right, and you're working at it. And thank goodness that you have stridently, with much travail often, made the completement formulas available. Now, what they do with it, two tears in a bucket, you know, you know, it's available. I did my part. Now, you can do what you want to. I did my part. It's there. Here you go. Help yourself. But, you know.
Whosoever will.
Yeah. And you got to be easy with that. You got to be easy with that because that's good. Now, fatalist would say, well, that's already been just prescribed because there's no time. So everybody that's a god is going to be a god. We go, well, wait. Mm-hmm. We see everybody is God.
Oh,
we let them do nasty things and then let them drag walk right back in here and say, sorry, I fucked up. Can I sit over here? Yeah, come on in. Shut up now. You got some splaining to do, Lucy. You got some splaining to do. But, come on in. You're all right. Do what you want to do. It's good. Please.
Okay, look at this.
Sorry, you got fucked off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look what you said. until you sit in the pericardial wall, WTF.
Yep.
What does
exactly
that mean?
Right. You have to find yourself in the pericardium. You have to find yourself inside the pericardium. It's got to be your stave, the thing that you hold to. Some might call it a quiver. Some might call it a quiver where you hold your fiery arrows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I mean,
and we're taking, now we're being a little bit libertine. We're taking a little bit of a libertine position because we have to use enough words to make this interesting. Otherwise, it just becomes a textbook geometry session of how to do plain geometry or vulgar.
Oh, so that's vulgar your reasoning.
Precepts.
That's your reasoning for all those fiery words.
Bob will never get those CDs put away if we don't make this go a little longer. It's not going to happen.
Sure. I figure. So this is interesting because you're talking about a quiver in the heart. A lot of people on their ascension journey will have a bit of fibrillation in the heart. So that's the heart quivering. So those of us who have found our symptoms in the heart, does that mean we have found ourselves in the pericardium?
When you start having a little dot of bradycardia, because then your system. Now, we're not talking about tachycardia. We're not talking about that because you can do that. With Bob's porn channel, you can do that. That's easy. No, we're talking about a little larger level. We're talking about a little larger level where you can have a bit of bradycardia, so that you can simmer. It's a simmering.
Wow.
The pressure is going to be increased so much. You're going to have bradycardia to keep it from blowing, because the pressure is going to be. Take all the muscles out of your body that you can rip and break. And replace them all with tendons. You start looking like an alien stick people. Remember them alien stick people that are everywhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, that's what my feet and ankles are doing right now. Is going into tendon land.
Yep.
So bradycardia, it's slowing of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
to reduce the pressure, because it's going to be so constricted anyway, it slows down the pressure, or it allows for a larger capacity. It makes room for a larger capacity for pressure. The bigger the pipe, the smaller the pump. The bigger the pipe, the smaller the pump. I don't mean the physical pump. I mean the capacity of two pumps of something. You see?
Yeah.
If you have a large area, it'll just flow to it. And this is not like you're saying that it's like a siphon. No, we're not. The aorta now works like a siphon because it's divided between the arterial and the ventricle system, the up and down, in and out, back and forth. And they are the same, but they're not connected except at the ends. Right. And then what we're talking about, they're all going to be the same. You won't have a vein or an artery. You'll have a system. And they think of all this problem, because then the heart doesn't have to go through. Well, see, the heart's not oxygenating the blood anymore. That's a whole other kicker.
Oh, yeah, because that's its main job. Yeah.
Correct. So you're going to free it up. Free it up from what you call joyful obedience.
No oxygen. Okay. Okay. Then the next words here in 12 are sine and cosine of frequencies of ourselves spelled out from the action of the ionosphere. So is ionosphere a representation of you, ion?
It represents the placeholder that non-physical feels. It would be the part that if you took the cells of everybody's body and took the space out of it, it would be that space. So it wouldn't necessarily be what you say us, but that's what we are. But we have to be careful because we're trying to get you into your power, not into ours. And what you see happening here, and what you see happening here, and you've commented on it quietly, is that we're becoming more powerful.
And it's like, uh-oh.
And we're not mad, because Bob's with it. As long as Bob died with it, get over it. He's in Chibet. Bob rule. Lockdown Bob rule. If you want to have a different outcome, you better talk to Bob. That's what you better do. If you notice, he's careful now. He's starting to feel his oats a little bit. Somebody else says, well, I'm not. He has no idea what he's doing, but it's great fun, though. As long as he keeps that blood off his hands, he nervously washes his hands for the blood. It just won't go away.
Yeah. Okay, this next sentence I'd like some help with. It just says, has all the emotions possible that apply to the Escher. Now, the emotions was back there in 11. What's this Escher and emotions business about?
It flips in and out. It flips in and out.
Okay.
In the Escher, like the Escher staircase, and keep moving. And so this moving. Oh, by the way.
You okay?
Your Ian that sort of made them have a pretty damp day down in Floridia. They got a little damp down there. Well.
Yeah.
It hit land, and then it's a normal, regular tropical storm because it's over the entire state of Florida, for fuck's sake. But it decided to go back to being a Category 1. And it's still on land, and it's going back to Category 1.
So that's good because Category 1 is released.
No, but a tropical storm is nothing. It peters out after that. And instead, it's building back energy from the land. And when they get over the land, they don't build back energy. So now it's Category 1. Now, once it hits the Atlantic, which is it will soon, hot as a $2 pistol, it's hot. It could go right back up to a 5. Depending on if it stalls, if it moves. But now you understand now, if that got moved, that was supposed to hit Atlanta, Georgia, straight on. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It got moved over. Now, here's what's got to happen. You've got to stay this side. You've got to stay the Hawaii side of Charlotte. Although she's got a building. It can withstand it. I'm just saying. We're not saying that.
We can.
So we're keeping it away from Ginny. We're keeping it away from Atlanta.
Got to go between it. It's going to be ugly. It's not just going to fall away. Because the reason they got to do this is for the distraction. Everything has crashed. Everyone will remember the 24th. They just hadn't had the news yet.
Right. Everything has crashed. Yeah. Britain is down, I heard. Wow.
Australia's gone. New Zealand's been gone. We don't even talk about Deutsche Bank anymore. They don't even talk about Deutsche Bank. They don't even acknowledge that it is.
Very interesting.
They're just basically keeping everybody so distracted. But then they say, you know, Britain with 50% inflation, and then they get on the news. Well, we've had about 11%, but things have gone
half
as much. They've gone up. Yeah. If it was $10, now it's $15. That's not 10% inflation, you see.
Yeah. Sheesh. Okay.
So now, the sidebar. So now, what does your your fictitious president get up on the thing and say? You'll have to look that up. Bob will have so much fun. You'll probably have to get a little liner of it. It's hysterical. He says, okay, Florida, all you Trumpies down there, we have compassion for Trumpies. Trumpies going to be all right. We're going to give everybody that lost a house $38,412 a piece. Every fucking body in Florida. We don't know
what?
Why. We're going to give everybody in Florida that lost something in Florida $38,000. Because he's trying to make it. And they're going to rebuild all the schools. They're going to pay for all the cleanup. All the trees down, or you know, we're going to take care of that. Federal government's going to take care of all that. We're going to rebuild your state. We're going to take care of all of it.
Yeah.
On purpose to create the rest of the money. Because now they've got to print that money so they can have the money to give to Bob. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, to give to Bob and to give to the students, it's like, well, if we're going to give it to Florida, then we have to give it to the students. It's another excuse.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good. Not good, but stupid.
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. It doesn't matter. See, that's the thing. He's saying words because they have to do this. They're done. Mm-hmm. They don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They you know, it's the ransom of Red Chief. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. And then now they don't want it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I want to see what DeSantis says, because he's always on top of things.
Uh-huh. Well, and he'll probably get up there and say, thank you, Mr. President. We'll clean up our own mess. We've done this before.
Exactly.
We know how to do it.
Yeah.
We know how to fix this.
Yeah.
And we'll have an economy when we're through.
He's got a surplus budget. That's what it was meant for.
Have problems, and everybody's insured, but you're sitting here paying, going to take care of everything, and everybody's going, oh, well, Margie, we don't got to worry. We only give $1,200 for this trailer. We're going to get $38,000 for it. That's good. we'll get us a double wide. We'll get us a double wide this time. In Florida, in Hurricane Bay, on the ocean, you're going to live in a trailer park. Nice. Good idea.
Okay, here's Bob. Here's our boss. What do you want, Bob?
So when I go into more details of the crash, this will be the reason there'll be no midterm election?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the point? You ain't through with the 24th yet, Bob. You ain't through yet. Just hang on.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Okay.
She'll be riding six white slaves when she comes, Bob.
Next question. great line here. That's where you have the XY chromosome, set of values of positions as in XY in a graph, grid, sine, cosine. So I'm saying, then you're saying it's the XY chromosome, and implying that our genetics are graphed as sines and cosines. I mean, it's kind of a stupid question, but is that what you're doing?
Yeah. You have to set a level of parity. Parity. You've got to make it to be definable. Because, see, this is what Bob has been wanting since day one. Stop all this talking and just tell me how to ascend. I don't need no double talk. Just tell me how to do it and then shut the fuck up and we'll do it. We won't have to go through all this heebie-jeebie, hoobie-dooby-dooby-doos when we can just do it and be done with this. Enough. And if it's great, it's half as good as you said it is, it'll be twice better than they've ever experienced. So
okay, but, you know, let's get clear here. You've got an XY chromosome. How is that, that men XY, women XX? So how is that related to the 144,000? That's the first question.
Okay, bifurcation, because that's where it splits, because each male and female does produce a level of estrogen. Just some are more predominant than others, right?
Uh-huh.
Others have levels of the way the dopamine exchange works from the synaptic neurons the way the dopamine exchanges work. And now you see what's happening. Everybody's a male. Everybody's a schnauzer or a pit bull, or everybody's a walrus or an LGBTQ or STYZ, whatever that is. But what's happening is everybody is becoming all but an autosexual. They're all independent and showing off their wares to the world if anybody will look. But it's made it to such a degree that it, look there, she's got crooks and nannies. So let's look at that real close. It's like, come on now. There's just not much to it. There's not much to it anymore. So all that's doing is that's taking the XX and the XY and making them moot.
Wow.
Don't say that out loud. I identify as XXYY or XYXX or YXXXYCYYCY. No, why? I don't know why I'm an XY. CY? I don't know. I don't know CYX.
Okay.
It'll make a whole other parallel position.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's like I've been saying for decades, I'm not a woman, I'm a human being. Are we all just going to be human beings, or we just say we're just ascended beings?
No. You'll reference yourself as God, or maybe even your majesty kind of thing, you know, your highness, whatever's convenient, whatever you let your minions call you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wow.
Did you need some extra illegal aliens at the house to help you with things? There's a lot of them extra. We can ship them over. They always sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. I put them on the farm.
Yeah. They'd be happy to get work. All I got to do is cook the tacos. Breakfast tacos.
Now, that's
you call
racist.
Them
I aren't racist.
Well, that's what racist. I heard at the Bogota. That's what we heard at the Bogota.
You're so funny. Yeah, Dr. Jill didn't know her pronunciations, did she?
Yeah.
So
she's a doctor's doctor.
The last line in 12 here is gauge vibrations to discern, decide, apply which value. So are you just saying the value of me being ascended is what I'm gauging here?
No. Okay. This goes back to we went through, we got a whole section of I'm hot, hotter than what, hotter than I was. I'm cold, hot, cold. You don't know until you know both sides. You don't have a value capacity until you experience it. Do you see?
Mm.
Is that enough words, or you need more? Okay, say some more then. Ask it a different way, and we'll clean that up. Okay? That's fine. We just soft it because we make it soft because there's all these intricacies, okay, that you have to find a way to, we could say, placate. I'm not poor. I just don't have any money. Okay, whatever, how you feel about it, that's fine. And then next thing you find out that you do get stuff, and you become a Mr. Bailey, and it's a wonderful life, giving all your money up to everybody else.
Yeah, the words again were gauge vibrations to discern, decide, apply which value. But if you're ascended, you don't care. I mean,
this is the process of getting there. This is the part in getting there. And then you're going to have to deal with people who aren't ascended, and then you're going to have to do the King Solomon sword. Okay, girls, y'all fighting it out. Cut the goddamn baby in half. We'll settle it. And then the real mama says, no. Don't kill my baby. Give it to the bitch. I don't want my baby dead.
Yeah.
But the other one said, that's a good fair trade. I'll take a half. I'll take which half? So that'd be the next question. Is which half did you want of the baby?
Okay, got it. Perfect. And in 13, it's about the ionosphere. So I'm asking to give this ring one name. Can we say ionosphere?
No. Call it in Old South, what you would call it is you'd call it the vapors. Vapors. Call it the vapors. Uh-huh. Got a bad case of the vapors. The vapors.
Okay.
Because that's what happens. That's what you're calling when you turn around and you get in this mess and you go, holy smoke! It's the vapors.
Okay.
All things change.
So
Carol.
The mess.
All things change except for words. All things change, Carolyn, except for words. All things change. And your ability as the perfect ascending chameleon is roll with the tide. It's a high tide. Mm. It's a low tide. It's a good tide. It's a bad tide. It's a Yule tide. It's a Yule log.
Mm.
You just adjust. And being able to do that keeps you sane. Well, if you can say that living with Bob, we'll give you that. You do get some bonus points. You get some bonus points for Bobitis. People catch Bobitis often.
Absolutely. Okay. So then the vapors that we're getting in 13, it looks like the way the next lines go, we're talking about 40 sets times 300, as in the Spartan bottleneck, 12 sets of variables, which is the tribes of Israel, and that's 3,600, so it ends up a new number, 144,000, again, as the double helixes all attached to one chromosome 14. So this is where it all gets mashed together. We're fighting to get ascended. We're fighting the angels. It's causing vapors if we don't get focused. Is that what you're saying?
In essence. Well, you'll suffer from what you call brain fog. You'll get sideways. Uh-huh. You'll derail yourself trying to figure it out. And Bob says, I don't care. I'm not figuring out nothing. I don't have an opinion. I don't like it. I don't not like it. I'm good. You good? Good. Let's go. Get in the truck. And he actually does that rightly. It's silly, but it's correct.
Yeah, but are the rings kind of an ascension ladder to where now when we get to 14?
Well, okay. If that's true, was Abaddon necessary for this journey to be set or complete?
Yeah, we had to go through that.
But you would parallel that to a purge. Yeah, coffee enemas are good. Yep. That's what I do. Miss Dickie. All right. So the warm fuzzy aspect is one thing, but you got to have the counterpart. So if you say it that way, and you did, then we can say okay. But you've got in the inky, misty darkness, you've got to be able to relegate where you are in a parody, the comic version of a parody of what life is or what life is about. Because Bob could sit here right now and have a 3-hour, 8-hour, 10-hour, 24-hour, 36-hour, 2-week conversation talking about everything we don't know about human beings that you think you know. He can undo every single one of them, every single time, and he wouldn't even use the McLuhan Quadrant to do it. Now that's a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's you saying both sides. We have to.
Yeah. You got to work out. You got to settle it. You got to settle it on both sides. You don't have to embrace it. You don't have to embrace it, but you got to settle it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a murderer. I just killed a few people. No smoke, only fire sometimes, you see.
Of course. So it's like in the middle, we're making these adjustments in the middle of anything goes.
There's a song like that, Anything Goes.
True that. Okay. Ring 14. To give this ring one name, can we say angels? No, there's the elders, there's the valence, there's I mean, this is where the lotus blooms. So if anything, we're fighting the angels. We're fighting the angels off.
You're settling the battle. You're settling the battle between the angels. You're settling the battle.
Yeah.
You're finishing the battle. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call that. Now, you got to get your valence side.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's call it. Let's call it the Valiant Lotus. Valiant Lotus. That includes everything, and it says everything, and it will be valiantly done, or it won't be done at all. If you had a better one, Bob may change it. He has the ability to do that. We don't have to, and we don't have to like it, but he has the ability to change it. So.
Right. Yes, so then the other words in this ring are orbiting valences, are symbols for our creation of angels. How's that for a kick in the teeth?
Yep. You made this mess. Yeah. Now judging you.
Yeah. Okay. And are the angels judging us, or they're just trying to, you know,
they're
screw
baiting
us
up? They're baiting you.
Yeah.
They're baiting you. They're trying to lure you into, I don't care whatever you got, but don't you come in here. Don't you do it. Do not sleep with him. Don't do that. Don't know. No. Don't you eat that. You know you can't eat that. Don't eat that. And then they giggle all the way to the bank.
Okay.
Because they've got to keep you little man so they can win. That's the point.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a segregation that's coming about that was not necessarily in tow. But now you've got to realize quickly that the tech body is gaining enough indigenous creativity that it's going to go a little faster. Indigenous creativity. It's going to be a little faster. But it's almost like, who cares? The world is over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't notice. Didn't notice. What do you mean the world failed? They have banks full of money. What do you mean? See?
Oh. Amazing. Orchestrated by angels and aliens. But at this point, is there any difference?
You don't want to make a difference because you don't know which is which. You don't want to call it out like that because you don't know the difference. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference, typically. So if you go at it like that, then it's like, oh, okay, I got it. I got you. And that makes it simple. So then we call a predicate. You have a predicate to work with. Bob just hates nouns. He hates pronouns even worse, but he hates nouns.
Are you kidding? Look what you ended the sentence with. He'll go after you for ending the sentence with.
Of course.
I heard some banging upstairs. I think he just knocked over a bookshelf.
Another cracker rack.
Woohoo! He's just coming in with more boxes. Okay, so ring 14, we're almost done, Bob. Get ready. Oh, so finishing up ring 14, you have a predicate to work with. Chromosome 14 consists of valence and valence. Now, that's pretty interesting. So we are at the ring where there's chromosome 14, where there's the lotus, correct?
Yep, correct. And you're trying to open that lotus, and you have all the steps to do that with. You have all the corporeal means to achieve that, and you have now the access to the informational superhighway that will validate that.
Wow.
Joy, if you could get a rich man to vote like that, you'd be in business.
Wow. Okay. And then you end with, I got to make a note to re-listen to that because my program.
There is a little more to it because those are the links. Those are the links that link, and you go all the way back to where you kind of started with the XX and XY. You go all the way back to there and apply it that way. Then you're going to have a different perspective. That's what we were saying. Don't get in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Don't get in the box. Give yourself room. Make it like a block rather than a box.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Right, yeah, because, it, you know, yeah. And that's why you've always said a lot of the rings interact back and forth, so they're trading memes the whole time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because that's the only way you can stay ahead of. If you're going toe-to-toe with an angel and you don't know what the fuck you're doing, chances are you're going to wake up with a sore behind. Promise.
Uh-huh.
You think monkeypox is bad, screw with an angel and not know what you're doing. He'll beat you to death and make you live through it. That's the rest story.
Okay. And then 14, ring 14 even brings in the elders, 420 elders. Now, there's some weird mathematics here. Subtracting 2, you get 418, or you add 2 and you get 422, or 24 elders when ascended. What's that all about, that jumping around
number,
with numbers?
The number jumps. That's what Bob does. He jumps numbers, and they're ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
But he'll make all kinds of sense out of it because he'll let you know how that all fit in the LaRouche quadrant.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Because it does.
And then looping with ring 1 with the winds and gases, and that ring 1 opened up with chromosome 14 itself. So
Correct. We
look back.
And that's Mary Louise Croker. Mary Louise Croker.
Oh.
That's all
is
about.
She Mary Louise is chromosome 14 or what?
No. That quadrant. We don't like to say Arthur Croker. We don't like that. We give her the credit. She built that city.
Got it. And then there's the lipids. When that word came up, the lipids was just put there. Is that there because lipids do make up the membrane of a cell, and this is the outer membrane of the angel chart. So is that the correspondence?
As long as you include the pituitary gland. Yes.
Okay.
Another little clue. Another feather. another feather in the bed. It's another feather in the bed.
Okay. Yeah, another crumb in the bed that the princess could feel on top of 12 mattresses she was.
Nice.
As long as you include the pituitary. Okay, well, I'm going to, as Bert would say, I'm going to look into that one.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. It's where this all, okay, you have a landscape. You got to build it. We're talking about what the question that everybody should be asking is, what is God? That should be the question. Mm-hmm. What is God? Mm-hmm. I'm becoming a God. Well, you are a God. Well, I can't tell. Convince me I'm a God. Well, ask what a God is. That's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. What is God? And, and if you're not that, then you're not God. And if you can become that, then you are that. Ta-da. Bye. Mm-hmm.
What is God?
Kids
me.
Kids today, what you going to do?
Uh-huh. That's good. I'm a God, so I know what a God is.
Yeah. And if there's any doubt, validate your own creation.
Validate your own creation. Yeah, winds and waves obey my command. Validated every day.
Mm-hmm. Except when Bob takes a shower, and then the water sometimes goes right down the stairs.
Oh, he's better with that now. It's
yes.
So I'm finished with that second half, but I have here leftover from Angel Chart 1, right. Session 1, September 1st. I brought up the A-N, the lettering in. The lettering in.
You're talking about the markers? You're talking about the markers in the letters that apply.
Yeah,
because they vary. And see, that's when you apply. That's why those aren't stationary. They move. That's
right.
The whole point.
Markers moving. Darn, I apologize. I didn't put what ring this is from.
It's all right.
I said there's AN stands for RNA. I didn't go over what the other letters are in this ring with ion. So my question back then was any point in going over the other letters, and you said it's huge, but not today.
Correct.
There's a twofold thing that has to happen.
One of those things has happened. The end of civilization, not Western civilization, civilization.
Wow.
And so the second thing that's got to happen, well, we can't spoil it because we can't tell Bob. He'll say it and he'll make it go faster. And then you'll have a lot of explaining to do, Dr. Dean. So slow the roll. We're trying to get this worked out correctly. But now it's happening perfectly. That's the thing. Everybody's jumping up and down, screaming, crying, wailing, gnashing of teeth, blah, blah, blah. You can't change it. Ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to have one cubit's worth of an effect on this outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We know it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the problem. Mm-hmm. Can you convince the rest of you that it's going to be okay? There you go. Because you can't just say it. You got to have a tenacious D to say, whoa, okay.
Okay.
And then those steps. You have to know that completement formulas are affecting your body. And everybody says, well, ion, everybody knows that. Well, we can't tell. You look at the order line, who bought what? You bought one bottle of Remag 9 years ago. You must be on a low dose.
Yeah.
See the rub?
Okay, then, since the second thing hasn't happened, then this question can't be answered right now.
Just yet. But now what'll happen is now you've opened it up. As Bob says, oh, Lord, now you've creased it. You've creased it. You know what creases are? You've creased it.
Yeah,
you know, the vegetable creases. Once you start, if you get a little few creases, you'll have creases everywhere. So you've opened it. So now, without going into the explicit details, we'll tell you how to make the babies. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you how to do it.
Got it. So then the other, the whole
thing. We promise right now, it will absolutely be as clear as mud.
Mm-hmm. But it will be as clear as mud, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Bob might go into it. Oh, is it Trump? Is it me? Is it Ion?
Open L Hobab.
Is it Open L again? Okay. And then there was something about Ring 5 not being complete. Something to be redone, but I don't. Shoot. For sure I have something on ring 7. Can we say this ring? No, I've hit a roadblock. I will look over those for better input.
Right. Because now what happens is you've got a feel for it now. Before you didn't have a feel for it. It would seem like it was too much. Now you've broken it down piece by piece and you go, like this. Oh, so if you break your femur, this is how to set it. Setting a femur is a pretty big job, but you know how to do it. See the difference?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got enough popsicle sticks.
Yeah, that's what we use, that's for sure. Okay. Now, I'm going to say that Bob, it's your turn, but he's up there. He's probably more interested in doing his CDs than talking to Ion. How can that be possible?
Oh, boy, he'll be bolting down the steps. He'll be bolting down the steps now.
Okay, so let me then continue since he's not here. All right. Here's a question. It was discovered in 1963 that men who normally have an XY chromosome pattern lose their Y chromosome with age. So is that an ascension observation?
Depends on how it's applied, okay? Because also, as the women in the same conversation, once they get to a certain level with their estrogen levels all perimenopausal, they start growing hair on their face and on their feet and all kind of crazy stuff that they normally would not either. See, they take on the progesterone position sometimes as well. So they're both.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And progesterone.
I see. Position. Okay, but I put this question down ages ago, and it's only today I found out about the XX and the XY will become obsolete. So is this part of the observation of obsolescence of XY chromosomes?
Correct. Correct. And I could say that's why everyone's androgynous now. So basically, when you look at the pictures of the space aliens, you know, they're really skinny, they're tall, they got the big head and the big eyes, la, 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 la. You know the picture everybody sees. You really can't ever discern if they're male or female, can you?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's what the world is trying to promote. The glam. They're making, so now the men can wear fingernail polish and rouge and base and foundation and what is that, spray on stuff, powder, face powder, and they can get themselves all fixed up and shave their legs and slick up real good and have their butthole waxed. You know, they can do all kind of fun things now. All right, and that's perfectly acceptable. Perfectly acceptable. No problem. All right, and then on the other side, you can go more what you call butch or a butchier look. You know, you can wrap your breast, your mammary gland, so that you almost have no protrusion. So
I know.
That's the whole rub. Wow. Instead of being who you are. But then you can change who you are anyway. And you do. One way is I'm doing with what I say I think I can do. And the other one is by actually changing who you can. So if you're a man trapped in a woman's body, with what we're working with, you should be able to grow a penis. What? What?
Okay. Moving on. May I move on?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
On What Youth, Tuesday, July 19, 2022, you said that the tech body is the same power that went into the Ark of the Covenant. Now, there's some more words here. Arc transcriber, tech body. So I don't know what my question was here, but I put that down to further delve into this business. The tech body is the same power that went into the Ark of the Covenant. How is that possible,
sure.
Ion?
Power is power. It's exactly the same power. That's what it's trying to get back. We are trying to get you into a position where you take your power back. Your power is what went into the Ark of the Covenant. You put it in there because you couldn't stand being God. And so now they want that power back. Same power. Power's power. Good power? Yo, it's real good power. Bad power? Oh, it's bad power. Yeah, that's too much power. See?
Got it. Awesome.
So that electric stove with the electricity on it can cook. It can cook your man a meal, but it can also cook your man.
Arcing with power. Welding arc. It's like, you know, my life is a welder.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
February 25th, 2021.
A MIG welder. That's a good one. That's a fine word. A MIG welder is good. Fire.
Oh, tiny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Question, does obfuscation of chi mean that as ascended we won't rely on chi?
You won't have to be grounded. God isn't grounded.
Oh, wow. So is
Jenny
that what all these energy?
Take the copper off the, Jenny can take the copper off the bed. It'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So is that what all this energy medicine is, to ground us?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. See what's so happening? See what's happening right here? What's happening here is we are all but double battening on the take button. We don't care.
Uh-huh.
Not us. But we can also use this newfound check body capacity and with mm-hmm. 1 30-second video reach more than the entire Mediacology, cable news in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a second.
Wow.
You see,
yeah.
That's why everybody's so upset because well, the news do, they just got up there and said something on the national TV and everybody stopped everything. Be quiet. Don't let put the dog out. Sit down. Listen to the word. Now nobody even turns it over. They don't even care. Oh, did he have something to say?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? That's the president. Nah, get out. That's a goofball. Ain't nobody going to listen. They don't say that. That's crazy. Crazy talking. Mm-hmm.
Is that what I've always been trying to do, Ion? Not be grounded?
Correct. You fought it every step of the way. And went through and destroyed it. So much non-physical power, you can't believe it because you wouldn't have it, or you dispel them. Poor willows, the poor willows. What you did to those things, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, Carolyn, I would erase everything all the time. If people would get grounded, even with what I said, and I'd take that ground away. Because the real thing was to get used to the ground. The concepts were just a Band-Aid till they could handle being non-grounded.
Many pimps to us might wear the resurrection of Jesus Christ and walking on the face of the earth, giving you all the insights and all the cues and clues and do's and blues of the world systems and how everything works. And you have to talk to Ion. Then you get on the tailgate. I don't listen to Ion. He's always saying something. None of it right. I don't know. I mean, if you believe that, I guess I got a nice bridge for sale. It's next to the Brooklyn Bridge. It's the little one. The little one. It's the better value for the little bridge. That's what we'll do. So it's like funny. They're like, they don't know what to do because they're like, well, Bob said we had to do this. And now he's saying, whatever you do, don't do it. Like, well, which is it?
So what was that last thought? So Ion's making the TikTok comes out of China. COVID comes out of China, and TikTok comes out the same time, but COVID is an agency of Iondom, and the TikTok world is run by you, and you're using that to mass communicate, right?
Better than the mass communicators are communicating, which is exactly what Thompson said was going to happen.
That what? That the individual communicators would outdo the mass communicators?
Yep. That's right, which is a slap in the face for McLuhan, because then McLuhan says, no, 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 the media sets this up, and you're duped, you're doomed to follow whatever it is that they say.
No, he said we were moving to individual autonomy. The new medium emphasized individual autonomy. He saw that coming, but McLuhan was...
But you're not autonomous.
Yeah, he would point that out, that you've grounded yourself in a medium that makes you think you're... autonomous and even not grounded. And ultimately, he was a prophet above, trying to make people get used to no ground.
Why doesn't Clinton sound like you?
I don't know, but I was just thinking. Now, he did pretend that the Catholic Church was his final ground, right? But that, get him alone, he didn't necessarily need the church to be grounded. Would you agree with that, or did he really need the church?
No, he borrowed the church. He had to cover up for his the incredulous life of leisure that he was libating over.
Yeah, he had to cover up the fact he was predicting Bobdom and all that, you know.
True. It's true.
And that meant he could do whatever he wanted to do.
Ivan Stang may never recover from it, too.
I'm ready to go. And probably, since only an hour and a half, we'll do, not necessarily quickie questions, but a lot of topics.
Okay. But there ain't any long stories
anymore.
The other day,
I thought I saw, what'd you say?
There aren't any long stories anymore, Bob. Everything's 30 seconds or less. 30 seconds or less. Maybe 2 minutes if it's huge. If it's huge or has to do with the Trumpy. All right, TikTok, let's go.
I would say that I don't have any more questions because I'm in what I wanted to become. I'm involved in what's happening.
What did you want to become? What did you want to become? What you said you always were? You wanted to become that which you said all along you always were?
No, I wanted to manifest and make a new civilization, which is what we're doing.
Well, but the memo is, though, that you had to first destroy the present civilization to make room for your new civilization, right?
Right. And I'm doing that, too. I'm in the middle of it, and I don't need to keep track of it. Maybe this will be a way of keeping track. Hey, Carolyn, I just heard a bing. Did someone come in, or did someone go out?
The email.
It was an email. Okay, so the other day, in the corner of my eye, I thought I saw somebody. I look, and I thought, oh, nobody there, but that could be a ghost. But the body startles. Our instincts are startled if we think we see a ghost. So what's protecting us from seeing ghosts so we're not startled all the time?
Settling. It's like the same thing with JW last night at the Pancake House, where he didn't even flinch. It was as though it was no big deal. 3 feet away. Bam. He didn't even flinch. Then once the body hit the ground, he took another bite of waffle.
And the guy's face was just blown out. It would be tough to look at.
It wasn't pretty.
Right. That is what we were talking about, the Lemurian. I think we did this in the last session. The Lemurian court couldn't see anybody. JW couldn't see anybody. He was Lemurian, as the Evergreens described the Lemurians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the words suck because you add a lot of connotations that don't apply. But the foundation is secure because, in essence, it displaces it as that's normal. That is normal.
Yeah, it becomes normal that we can't see people below
and
it.
Or that somebody can get shot in the face and you don't even have any regard. It's like, well.
Right.
Like, sorry for your luck. Hey, sorry for your luck.
Right. So you're saying that we're protected from seeing ghosts that would startle us by settling. What is settling? Grounding ourselves
settling. To settle it. I say this way, you say that way, we say this way, then you settle it. And then all of a sudden you go, well, it's okay. Yeah, see, that's an email.
I hear that. Yeah. That's a Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
A new blibble. A blibble.
So, what do you think, Cal, about this settling? I settle in my stubbornness to refuse to acknowledge them, and that protects me.
Okay. It's all right with me.
And after a while, though, I can drop that and not be worried about seeing them. But I just feel that the body,
you're going to get mad if you can't see them.
Yeah, if I can't see them. I came back yesterday.
Now you're going to find it that you want to know where the motherfuckers are. Oh, you're not sneaking up on me. You broke back, bitch back, broke down thing. You get the fuck out. You better not go to Cape Hatteras. Don't get ugly, Bob.
Instinct. Like when I'm swimming, if I think I see an animal in the sea, a shark or something, my body goes, you know, adrenaline rush happens. Would I have ever stopped that? Is that a human limitation to always have the adrenaline go off?
I don't think it's adrenaline, Bob. For you, it's not like that. It's a different thing. Different, not like adrenaline. It's more like a corporeal review. Can we say corporeal review? Okay. Mm-hmm. You look at everything like a judge would look at everything. Just
right.
The facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Just the facts. I don't need all your chit-chat. I don't care. You don't qualify to be in this conversation, so just slow your roll. I'll tell you what you're qualified to engage. So many examples. There are more than you can number.
Okay. Is Mitch McConnell long transitioned and we're watching a double or a clone or an alien impersonate
alien.
A double or something?
Alien. There are going to be a lot of those lately. But they're so leveled exposed that it's not even funny. They keep patching up. They keep patching it up. They keep trying to hold. They keep saying, well, we'll just tell you again. No, we'll just tell you again. Okay, we're out of money. We're having a little money problem, so here's the solution. Here's another $16 trillion. We got it worked out. Florida, we got your back, baby. We're going to rebuild Florida bigger and better. It's going to be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then
we're going to change the name from Florida to Biden Alley.
So people are – you're saying that humans are starting to figure out that these people in Washington are aliens? Is that what you mean by them
correct.
Being exposed?
Yeah. Sure. They show pictures of their eyes changing and their lizard eyes. They show things of their bath not working. They show things of every degree that would make you literally question their capacity to being human. They're not.
Yeah, I saw a video of Hillary complaining about people at Trump's rally doing the Nazi salute, what she claimed was the Nazi salute. But for the first time I was looking at it, I said, no, that's not Hillary. I
nope.
could see the imposterness. So was that an alien?
No, that's a double. The aliens are using doubles, too. Because, see, now
and
they're getting found out. It's becoming normal. And some of that they want to do. They want to do a little of that.
You mean they want to be found out? That's what it was logically
yeah.
what you just said.
A little
they
bit.
Want to be found out.
A little
out.
Bit. A little bit, but not all at once. Not that they all get hauled up to the Nazi court.
Right. So Hillary, the original Hillary, like Obama, is long dead, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Is the double, do they feel special pretending they're Hillary? Do they think, wow, that's pretty neat what I know and no one else knows? Do they feel
it's
that way?
It's John Wilkes Booth move, Bob. John Wilkes Booth. They go into persona. They go into the role. They become
yeah, they're an actor.
They become Montague. They become Montague in Wuthering Heights.
Yes, but do they feel a conscience about I'm fooling the people?
No.
You know, why should
Bette Midler didn't feel bad about making the First Wives Club. It's a role. They act. Actors act.
They can assume that the people who hired her to do Hillary know what they're doing and it's working out for the people. Right? They can assume something like that. Rationalize it.
I don't know that they even go through that motion.
Okay.
It's like being out. It's like going to a restaurant and going to the bathroom and saying that you're not being faithful because you strayed away from home. You should have used the bathroom at home. So you strayed away from home. So now you're no longer faithful. You know, it's like, no, people don't think about it like that. Same thing, same way here. They don't think about it like that. Actors just act. That's what they do. It's like, oh, yeah.
Chris just act?
Actors act.
Oh, okay.
They act. So they don't care. They hope you like it. They hope you treat them like they used to treat Meryl Streep. You notice they don't do that anymore.
The present double that's doing Hillary, did that person have to practice for 6 months to become and look
no,
like Hillary?
They can. They download them. It's just like WebMD. You can get it on an app for it, and it basically plugs you in. They plug it in, and then they have the little earpieces in their ear, and if a little topic, then it kicks it off, and then it becomes easy. It's like what you do, Bob. You just go with it.
Right. Yeah, do they...
No.
They don't have a chip in their head or anything.
No. They can.
They're guides.
They normally don't.
They're guided.
Because they...
And,
yeah, sort of. But
do they
this
practice?
Is
Did they practice
not
for
good.
A day or so?
No, they're not... Hillary wasn't good at being Hillary Clinton. Hillary wasn't good at being Hillary Clinton. So it's real easy to be Hillary Clinton. You just get up there and say stupid stuff and get up there in front of the thing and start talking South. And when the South rose again, that imitation crazy Southern thing that she did, everybody's still talking about that bullshit. Or Biden going to signing a law for the woman that got killed. She got killed, okay? And it was in her honor, and they made a law about it. She was a representative for 100 years or 20 years or something and made a law and went up there, and Biden got up there and called her name out and wanted to know. He said, well, I guess she doesn't want to come up here. The dead woman. And he has the nuts to say, well, I guess she doesn't want to come up here. Where is she? Everybody's looking like stupid man. She's dead. So,
okay. Is that Biden that was making those faux pas? Was that a clone?
No.
An alien?
It's a bad clone. A degraded.
A bad clone.
Carolyn, that's the wrong word. The right word is a degrading clone. Each time you do it, it gets a little less from the original, if there is such a thing.
Mm. So when Dr. Peter talked about organic robotoids, which he said was not a clone, mm-hmm. but he said they're working on clones back mm-hmm. in 50 years ago, 45 years ago, mm-hmm. he was having access to information that the Pentagon aliens were doing. I assume the Pentagon mm-hmm. taught people how to make the clones, right?
Yeah, and other things as well. Because that's where all this new fancy. How do you make one little app that now everybody in the world has access to? And even if you don't have the app, you still get infiltrated by it. That's pretty good, Bob. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's talking about, oh, did you see something on TikTok? I don't do TikTok. But then they tell you what the thing was, and then you laugh and laugh and laugh how the little dog jumped in the commode or something fun or something stupid. or the cockatoo said, fuck you, fuck you. And then that becomes a medium. Good.
Or the meme.
Well, we'll see. That's the rub. We'll see.
What's the difference between a medium and a meme?
Oh, the medium is the agar that you gauge it from. The meme is the idea or construct that you're trying to purport. You're trying to introduce a meme. Media
agar.
The agar. Yes.
Well, one's substance, matter, and the other is idea.
Or ground. You might say ground. If it takes,
meme is idea.
It can become ground. It can become ground. Because now people are afraid of hurricanes.
The mind is our basic ground that we have to get rid of. It's the grounder. Okay. It's the thing we're on. So the ideas are more than matter, more important for grounding.
Or for the millennials, it'd be a bummer. The mind is a bummer.
Okay. Now, we were just... The Danny Casolaro, I don't know if he spelled it out precisely. He didn't know what he was seeing. He saw, and it was mm-hmm. accurate, the dots he connected, but he didn't know mm-hmm. that it was the alien secret in the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. Is that what he almost discovered?
Almost. But now you have another element that's affecting this now, too, because now your great work at CERN now has tipped another little ice bucket over, and Carolyn's going to have to clean that mess up too, like every other mess you make these days, apparently. So let's see how that goes. But you've got another little tipsy problem that is changing the way people see what reality says. Changes the way what people see that reality says. That's real.
But what
no,
is
it's
that?
Not. Yes, it is. Well, exactly. Exactly. What
no,
is that?
There's a technology that's making people be that way?
Yeah, it sure is.
Do they know it's happened?
Well, no, obviously, Bob, or it wouldn't be. No, if they did, it wouldn't be an issue, would it?
Yeah, if they knew, did know.
If they knew, if they did know, they wouldn't have anything to do with it. They would reject it. They would fuss. They would complain. They would expose it. They'd call Dan Rather. Oh, wait. Dan Rather. Walter Cronkite.
Okay, so.
Better.
So.
Al Roker. Maybe they'd call Al Roker.
This is an example. Yeah, this effect, this thing that's happening, that's affecting people, everybody on the planet, that's an unforeseen effect of what they were doing at CERN and thought they were molding new technology or finding new technology.
No. They were trying to make the secret. They wanted the chemical clip of matter, antimatter, and they wanted to use the hive mind. Well, if they got this part worked out correctly, which they don't, thank goodness, thanks to you, Bob, then what happens then is there's no way that it will ever take hold. It can't take hold because, see, the what you call the zeitgeist won't allow for any comparative religions or comparative persuasions to go beyond or go beside what you see to be as reality, because reality is ever so changing. Reality is ever so changing. And now you got people believing conspiracy theories because they come true, because they really weren't a conspiracy theory. They were the truth. So now the only way to get something to be true, now you have to present it as a conspiracy theory. Oh, my God, the Department of Justice is in with the FBI. The FBI has been crooked since J. Edgar Hoover and his little tutus running around with his little party dresses on, for fuck's sake. This ain't nothing new. Now they act like, well, we've lost our questionable position. These are the fabric of the democracy. And they go, democracy? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I don't like what you said on the telephone last night. So 45 FBI G-men busted your house and dragged you out feet first. And they don't care about that. They don't care about that. Margie, they took the telephone. They took the telephone. What am I going to do? That's what Mike Lindell, and now Mike Lindell said, and all they did was take the telephone. And now everybody's running away from my business, my slippers, my hat, my coffee, my shit, my pussy, my whatever. They're running away from it because they're afraid that he's been bit by the FBI bug, and they're in that same thing too. And then the FBI is going to come bust their door down and not take them to jail, but take away their telephone. So they'll go to jail as long as they have a telephone.
What were you starting off there? Oh, J. Edgar Hoover. Did he actually have homosexual relations with associates, or he just liked to wear women's clothes?
He did everything. That was back before. That was a little bit before the pedophilia thing was such a to do. You know, it was a little bit taboo. Or if you did it, you really had to, you know, it'd be like in what they call snuff films. You remember those snuff films, Bob? You enjoyed those, I'm sure. Snuff films, but it was very, very safe. You had to be very safe in a little cabaret. A little cellarette somewhere, so nobody could ever find out that you were watching filthiness and niceness. That you was watching that filth because it's strictly against the law. So that made it taboo. But when you make something taboo, then it becomes the thing you got to have. So then that led into, and they told two friends, and so on and so on and so on. The point that he was into all kind of crazy frivolities.
Okay. So he was doing pederasty and everything. Bestiality.
All of it. Mm-hmm.
It. Basically, he's acting ungrounded, and that's ascended. Mm.
Well, in his world, he was trying to operate that way, but then yet he was balancing the gaze of law. Because if he didn't present it, there was no breaking of the law. As far as the Federal Bureau of Investigations go. So he decided who was credibly innocent, who was credibly guilty. Because, you know, if the feds go after you 97.5% of the time, you lose if the feds come after you.
Yeah. But the He was not following any personal laws himself, but what he
correct.
He felt ascended because he had that superior position that he determined what the law was. And that's
correct.
Not ascended.
He was more powerful. He was more powerful than presidents. He borrowed his power from his authority. He didn't have any power. He had authority. And then he had to turn that over to the Justice Department to give him his power. So if you bumped into him the wrong way, you know what you do with people that you don't like. You have them done in, you know, the normal run, Bob. Nothing odd or strange about it. Or you shoo them away.
Well, I can handle my ungroundedness. He was acting ungrounded, but in the end, it was not an ascended condition because it was based on a lot of outer kingdom situations that he was bouncing
Well,
off.
And if he had have done it in the right way, no one would have ever found out about it. See the rub?
Yeah.
If they'd have never found out about it, who would have cared? Would it have mattered? No. So, but don't come in here now saying that, oh, they're despicable, terrible things, blah, 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 because they've always been that and more.
So don't be outraged when you find out Hoover was like that or anybody else in authority. What is the lesson you should realize? Don't pay attention to anything in the outer kingdom. Don't have an outer kingdom.
Not anymore. Well, you're going to go to feudal law. And then if you don't agree with me, well, I'll kill your ass. And then you can. Ta-da! I won.
Feudal law means no written equal before the law situation. No law, no police to protect
my
you.
My law. No, there is no protection. You protect feudal. Feudalism is I'll protect mine. And if you don't like what I say, I will kill you. And we'll settle it. You want to settle it? Step out behind the barn. Step out here. We'll have a duel. We'll have a duel.
So that's so that's why it's not because we're not funded. The police are not coming because we're in a feudal situation and they're not there to protect you anymore.
Correct. Ta-da!
You mean ta-da? That's a big insight? Never said before?
No, ta-da means you finally figured it out, Palmer. Palmer.
See that, Carol?
Finally figured it out, Palmer.
That's supposed to be Donald Duck or whoever made noises like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That is a good topic.
To too long.
What'd you say? So it is the eye cell that's dangerous for little men.
No, it's the eye cell that's to little men. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It'll cause early onset ascension. Early onset ascension. It sure will.
So it starts changing the body chemistry and the parts and that you mind can't take, so you die of shock from the rapid change.
Yeah, toxic shock. Yes.
Because it does it creates a lot of toxins in the alchemy.
You already have a lot of toxins.
So they start moving around, and you can't take it. So that's what you understand, Carol. That it's just basic toxicity release. And that's not right, Carol. That's the logic of it. You understand that, right, Carol?
Yeah. Well, we have to say in essence. We have to say in essence because she would go all the way to the syndrome aspect, which is normal, but it's okay.
Okay, here's some questions. Does Gurdjieff said that the moon feeds on us? Is that true?
Feeds as in is your supper? No.
Does it consume our output of energy distribution
that. Too many words. It has to use the earth to gain plasma. It's plasma. So it does use the energy from the earth, not the humans, as the way to replicate plasma. Plasma will degrade. So therefore, you have to re-energize the moon. And that's why, and how you know that's true, is why in the fuck would the moon phase affect the tide and whether or not people are having babies or not, you see.
Okay. Was Paracelsus, I'll do it this way. Paracelsus would be kicked out of a town after a while. He was so boasting about all the healing he was doing. He could actually help people, but he boasted and be a social nuisance. And so he'd be kicked out and he'd be wandering. So he'd often be wandering. No one knew where he went. Then he'd show up a couple of years later in rags as if he'd been living in the forest. Was he parallel worlding?
Somewhat, but he didn't know it. He didn't know it. He thought that was normal. It's kind of like the charlatan John of God.
Right. He was experiencing things in other worlds, and he thought that's just what he was experiencing in this world.
That was normal. Yeah. You have done and that, Bob, but you never remember. You're not good at remembering. But the date,
right, so,
you use a date pretty good.
Yeah. So he had these strange experiences, and they would keep him interested and not have to eat or sleep. He was living free without a ground, but didn't fully know the actual
parameters. But how did it turn out? How did it turn out? Not good.
I have here, was he murdered? I don't remember what was said in the book I was reading. Was he murdered?
He was done away with. He was quietly put away.
Why?
That's what the queen...
By normal people.
Well, he was ridiculous. He was ridiculous. The way the queen mom would do it. She never murdered anybody. She just had a lot of them put away.
Where would they... She would send them to some place and then forget about them.
Or they'd be interred somewhere and be quietly put away.
Removed. I mean, poisoned or just killed. That's what you're saying?
Destroyed. Yeah.
And she would have no knowledge of how it was done and wouldn't care.
Well, that was beneath her. And if she did, she wouldn't say anything. You won't catch her in a tutu. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I just said she did not know how they were destroyed. You agree with that?
Yes. And if she did know, you'd never catch her telling tales about it. She would never discuss it. So whether she did
right.
or whether she didn't would not be an affair that would be engaged by anyone.
But she usually didn't know. So she didn't
well,
care.
Maybe. You know, these people that hang out, they sort of pick things up after a little while. Carol's getting good at this. She's starting to notice things. Anything. Mm-hmm.
You're saying the queen mom would notice things. She would figure it out when it happened. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's this person in the history of the Theosophical, what is this, the Golden Dawn? The most well-known
theocracy.
Story of the Golden...
How about theocracy?
Not theocracy.
Is that what you're
not that. The most, okay. It says here in this book, the most well-known story of the Golden Dawn's origin, which is most likely apocryphal, concerns a cipher manuscript found in a second-hand bookstore on London's Farringdon Road. Wynne Westcott, later a member of Madame Blavatsky's inner group, could not decipher it, and he asked a friend, Samuel Liddell McGregor Mathers, for help. Mathers was an eccentric character. He combined a natural predilection for magic with a passion for military history and an inveterate taste for fantasy and self-dramatizing. Oddly enough, he was also married to Andre Bergson's sister, Moina, herself a medium. So Mathers and Wynne Westcott cracked the cipher. It was one devised by Paracelsus' teacher, Johannes Trithemius, and recognized, so these two guys recognized that it contained magical rituals and material on the tarot, as well as a letter from a Fraulein Anna Sprengel, Sprengel, in Nuremberg. The letter gave her address and also said that if more information about the cipher was needed, to contact her. So Westcott wrote Fraulein Sprengel, who told him that she was the head of a magical order called the Golden Dawn. She also gave him a charter to start a branch in London, which Westcott, Mathers, and a colleague, William Woodman, did in 1887. When Westcott wrote to Fraulein Sprengel again, he received a reply saying that she had died and that no further help would come from Germany. If he and his colleagues wanted more information, they would have to contact the secret chiefs, the true heads of the order, themselves. So, stopping there. Was there a Fraulein Sprengel that they were corresponding with?
Well, Hold on. Now, don't go adding stuff on it. First, is she? Yes. Okay, now what's your next point?
Is she? She existed.
Yes.
Was she the one who answered Westcott's letter and said she was the head of the Golden Dawn and
no.
They can start a branch? She didn't write that letter.
Correct.
Now, she says, if you want more information, contact the secret chiefs, the true heads of the order. Was she in touch with the secret chiefs?
Yes, but she didn't write the letter. And it goes back to the garter, the order of the garter.
Well, that comes out of the royal family.
Yeah.
So the royal family was behind the order of the Golden Dawn, the creation of it.
Agreed. You notice we didn't say yes, we said agreed. Isn't that different?
Yeah.
You like that? Good.
Yeah. Yeah, you that's your new policy. You're saying you agree, but it's not correct.
Maybe not. We'll see. Could be.
Yeah.
The way you run quarks, you can undo it and make it so. Next thing you know, you're gonna make Einstein the president of the United States. That'd be fun.
So
just to get him out of the way. Just to get him out of the way.
Was Anna Springle a Blavatsky kind of character in touch with an elite bunch of ascended people, and she
too many words. No, people that were seers bumped in, and they find their own way. Seers see. That's what they do. So they normally notice when other people are being seen or seeing. Therefore, they would equally easily engage with other sighted seers.
Was Springle, when Westcott wrote back to her, he received a reply saying that she had died. Had she died?
No. But that's the only way they can get away from. That's the only way they can get away with her not really writing the letter.
Right. Had she been murdered?
No.
No, wasn't murdered.
No.
So she existed and carried on.
But the writer of the letter said, had to say, oh, she's dead. Sorry, she passed away. She died in a fire 3 times.
Yeah.
She fell up the stairs and caused the fire and it caused so much friction and burn. And she was so fat when she died, it took 6 pallbearers to tote the ashes.
Was she aware of the person who wrote the letters?
No.
Did she care? Did she have to know?
No. Carolyn laughed about the 6 pallbearers toting the ashes. She thought that was kind of clever.
Is that, you're a little muffled. Watch out where you are. Are you
I'm in hell, Bob. We're in hell. That's where we are. We're in hell.
Are you talking about the pallbearers for the Queen Elizabeth II's fake casket funeral?
No. We're making fun
of
the woman who, the person who wrote the actual letter had to make a cover story to keep her the real author.
Anna Springle,
covered.
Whoa, covered. I mean the Secret Chiefs, not Anna Springle. Keep the cover
correct
for the Secret Chiefs. Did Anna Springle? Did she carry on interacting with the Secret Chiefs while the Golden Dawn started its procedures?
Yes.
She was indifferent to the order of the Golden Dawn.
Agreed.
Okay. So that was okay. There was that. Roger Bacon, alchemist, did he transition or is he still with us?
Almost. He's not in this world.
Did he parallel world and get stuck somewheres?
Yes.
Right. So they didn't bury him?
No.
Okay. And that's not talked to. I don't hear anybody talking about that. So that was covered up or something. Nobody cared. Something like that?
Basically.
All right. Now, another famous alchemist, he's a famous alchemist in Paris, Nicolas Flamel, 1300s, 1400s. We went to his restaurant, which was in his home, when we were, Carol and I, visiting Roxy in Paris. So he's a famous character for the tourist industry. Is he still alive?
No.
So he transitioned. He didn't make any progress. Didn't even get stuck in a parallel world.
No.
Okay. Was he an accomplished alchemist? Alchemist.
No. He would borrow alchemy. Borrow alchemy.
Okay. There's a name, Vincent Beldon, B-E-L-D-O-N. I read something, Zappa used the name or claimed he was influenced by Vincent Beldon. Who is Vincent Beldon?
He was an artist.
That Frank met?
Yeah.
And so he had an influence on Frank, on a young Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't really influence Frank, but he was really somebody maybe Frank admired. You'd say it that way. Right?
Yes.
So what happened to Vincent Beldon?
Who mostly, he moved and became Dwayne Beldon.
Okay, but mostly, you started to say mostly what?
Mostly he was just a sidebar. It was Frank's side piece.
Okay. All right. I'll have to go back and find out where I got that from. But
Vincent Beldon.
And did he become an artist in galleries or a musician or something?
No, musician. He's on Spotify right now.
He's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What band is he in? What would he be known as? Okay. So I can look up Wayne Vincent Beldon and not find him, because that's what happens with artists. But we'll know he's out there, even though I can't find him. Correct?
No, you can do it. It's on J-O-7. J-I-O-S-A-A-V-N. At J-O-7.
What is that? Are you spelling out a name or something?
Yeah, that's how you find him.
You put in those letters, which I asked you to repeat. It was a bit blurred. Do that again.
J-I-O, capital S-A-A-B-N. And you put the at sign in front of that.
You put a what?
At sign.
What's that? What's an at sign? At. Savin, S-A-A-V-N. That doesn't even have any vowels between the V and the N, but that's how it's spelled.
It's a URL.
Oh, it's a URL. Or it's an email. There's no .com there, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. So you use that and something comes up. J-I-O. And only one letter is capitalized, the S. Correct, Ian?
Correct.
Okay.
Count in Callan's box. Just let her send it to you. Shit. You're killing me. You're killing it all.
Okay. All right. Now, important person for Cosimo Medici, the original great guy, the father of all that Medici world. He brought over from Constantinople, maybe, because this would be 1453, or whenever Constantinople got in trouble and got knocked out. And so everybody went to Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Domitian invited them over. So there was this guy, George Gemistos Plethon, P-L-E-T-H-O-N. He was like the top scholar. Did he transition?
Mm-mm. He's in Florence right now.
So he made himself, they have him dying. He went from 1355 to 1454, so he's 99 years old, supposedly, when he transitioned. Mm-hmm. That was all staged, and he just made his exit and disappeared.
Correct. Yep. He does great. He's in a little villa in Florence and acts like just a regular old Joe, an old dude. But people kind of go remember, people that are really, really old remember him when he was really, really old back when they were little. But he's still really, really old, so. He's really, 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 really old now. So they remember him, and he's got kind of, there's a little lore that goes along with it. And you talk to him, and he's like, how silly is that? You're talking about my grandpapa. You're talking about my great uncle. And, you know, how that goes. It wasn't me. I can't live 400 years for Capri.
Is he a parallel world or an ascended person?
Not ascended, but he's still alive.
Does he know about us? Does he keep up on things?
No, 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 no. He's very, no, 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 no.
But he did, set Cosimo into the Renaissance. He got them going. He had a lot
Cosimo.
To teach them.
Cosimo da Medici.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the father of that Renaissance, the famous Florence.
But now you got to be careful because you got the Borgias in there too now, so don't get too carried away.
Okay. So I've got here page 241. What's that? Page 241.
What have you been doing with your time, Bob, that this is your only questions you got? The whole world civilization is falling. You're asking about drivel in the Jewish decimal library system? What the hell?
Look, I know that I caused everything. I don't need to talk about me, okay?
Karen, listen, Bob Merritt needs that we don't have to talk about Bob. We don't have to talk about Bob.
Yeah.
Ooh, Ava will be delighted on that one. We don't have to talk about Bob. Ooh, no.
No, that's not going to happen. So,
okay, next question. Sorry, Your Majesty.
Yeah. Okay, for the hermeticist, certain colors, scents, music, natural forms, minerals, times of day, numbers, and other items were associated with different celestial and planetary energies. In some way, these are able to absorb beneficial forces from the stars. So Ficino's hermetic therapy, that's in quotes, worked by using the knowledge of these correspondences to create an environment that would attract the stellar influences one desired. Hence, Francis Yates.
Same way Mir worked. Exactly the same.
Okay. Hence, Francis Yates, who wrote a book on the hermeticists at the time of the Renaissance, hence Francis Yates remarked that someone following Ficino's hermetic prescriptions was rather like the client of an expensive psychiatrist who could afford to buy beautiful objects and spend time meditating on paintings or listening to music. You just said, no, it was more than that, right?
Mm-hmm,
more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Strumming a lyre, singing an Orphic hymn, burning incense, drinking wine, and strumming a lyre, singing an Orphic hymn, burning incense, drinking wine, and meditating on a talisman while at ease in your private chamber were the means by which Ficino's therapy worked. That's not true, is it?
Ficino, no. No, Ficino never gave you anything but gas and heartburn.
Yeah, but you said it worked like Mir. Mir solved problems.
They're not using Mir, and they're not using Mir now, are they?
Yeah, but it solved problems, didn't it?
It did. Yeah.
Why aren't they using it?
Good question. Start it. You want to start it? You want to take that on as a put it? You can plug it into the Church of the Subgenius if you want to, Bubby.
The so Ficino had some alchemy or something going on that helped people. No, it didn't. You're saying it didn't. He didn't use the technology properly.
It wasn't right. He had a bulldozer and he was using it to stir tea.
Okay. So Ficino's patients, through their knowledge of the hermetic correspondences, they could create a kind of celestial strange attractor, funneling the stellar influences into their own home. Did any of that happen with the mirror thing they had? Is that the explanation? Funneling the stellar influences into...
Yeah. Let's just say yeah and don't beat it to death. But yeah, close enough. It's not perfect. But it's a good enough representation that someone listening, Bert, could whittle it out and go, oh, and he'd make something out of it. But, you know, here you're just sort of throwing shit on the wall to see what sticks.
Yeah, so there's more to this, what Ficino is doing, than the world recognizes.
And that the world knew, because they're just doing a representation of what they think they represented. They don't have a clue in what the fuck they're talking about, Bob. It's like a waste of ink. Ugh.
All right, so were these celestial energies what Plato meant by the forms, the archetypes that were higher?
Mystery.
They were.
Mystery landscape. Landscape. Good. Excellent.
Okay.
You've been practicing, Bob. You're doing better.
Right. Sir Isaac Newton predicted the end of the world would be 2050. Was he accurate?
Nope. There's no time. He's still trying to work out. He's still trying to work out causal realities, Bob, with his apple problem. He had an apple addiction, Bob.
Right. He predicted the second coming happened in 1948. A lot happened that year, yeah. Israel and everything.
Well, yeah, you can have,
Wait a minute. You said Jesus came back, I think, in 47,
right.
1947.
Right. True.
So that's pretty close to Newton. Is that a second coming? The third Jesus coming back?
Yeah. Multiple ejaculation is very common, Bob. It's not that big a deal.
No, I'm not talking about that coming. the third.
We couldn't resist.
Yeah. The third Jesus ascended, and then he came back in 1947, I think Ian said.
Yeah.
And what's he doing here?
Chilling.
Is that what Newton picked up on when he said 1948?
Yep. He picked up on it, but he didn't do anything with it. I mean, he's a charlatan. He would borrow stuff. I mean, you know, he's like Francis the First. He would figure out some little clue and then run a whole diadem on the whole little clue and then make it all be from him. And there we go.
Yeah, and he thought he could build Solomon's Temple, and that was a delusion.
Right. Same thing. If he'd had the ring of Solomon, he maybe could have. But instead, he just talked about having the ring of Solomon. He never did shit. So, you know, always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Okay, 307. We're going to look up a guy. Newton read widely in alchemical literature and built up an extensive library on the subject, one of the largest of his time, and names these people, Raymond Lull, Basil Valentine, Michael Mayer, Michael Sendivogius, the Rosicrucian Manifestos, Jacob Boehm, and other important alchemical authors found space on Newton's crowded shelves. Let's see. Who is Basil Valentine?
Somebody that Pynchon should have included in Gravity's Rainbow.
Did he transition?
Yes. Dead as a sack of hammers. He probably owed you money, didn't he, Bob? Are you sure? I'm not sure.
307, the Hermetica.
Ah,
who wrote who wrote the Corpus Hermeticum?
San Salvador Bucala. Like Bougaro, but Bucala. Mm-hmm.
Did he live at the time of the pharaohs in Egypt?
Still living now.
Did he know Ophanel?
I think they had a tryst or two, yeah.
So what he wrote was written from an ascended perspective?
No, but the information contained therein was from an ascended perception. He's like James George.
You said something new perception. Didn't make sense. What were those syllables?
No.
He wrote.
Didn't say that. He wrote it from an ascended position, but he wasn't ascended. He just didn't know what he was writing. He just wrote some words, and the words came out from an ascended position, but it wasn't his ascended position. Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't ascended at the time. He was engaged with the book.
Correct. The written word.
Was he like J.W. channeling Ion? Was he channeling something?
Not like that. He would take the feeling. He used emotions to be culpable drivers. He used emotion to be culpable drivers. And so then that became the meme, and then you go to Marshall McLuhan and la-di-da-di-da-di-flotty.
All right. Did he exist at the time of the third Jesus?
Yes.
So he wrote this during the Egyptian dynasties?
Well, Bob, some would say the Egyptian dynasties are going on even now. So, okay, yeah.
It's a false term. Like you say, the Emerald Tablets were written in 32,000 B.C., so to speak.
Correct.
Everything came from the Emerald Tablets. So this came Was he reading Amaro's tablet and
No. He wasn't reading the Emerald Tablet. They were being translated to him.
The Emerald Tablets were.
Yes, that's correct.
What does that mean? Channeled to him, or somebody?
No. Somebody else read it. He couldn't read the writing.
Yeah, it said here other important signatures. So the knowledge of how this can be done can be found in nature, but it was also found in what Newton called the sacred signatures, works of spiritual truth such as Genesis, the Book of Job, and other biblical texts. Then he said,
Book of Enoch,
said other
the Apocrypha.
Right. Other important signatures in quotes, were the Corpus Hermeticum and the Emerald Tablet, which Newton translated and about which he wrote a long and detailed commentary. So his commentary on the Emerald Tablets, which you did, his was ridiculous. Compared to what you did, correct?
Well, he used it as his base to substantiate Newtonian physics, for Pete's sake. What a joke.
So did the Emerald Tablet 32,000 years ago, that existed sometime maybe 15,000 years ago is the author of Corpus Hermeticum that you named did the work.
It was the day before tomorrow, Bob.
Yeah, way back there. Okay.
Before tomorrow.
So Newton was a fraud, and Leibniz was.
He just took a lot of liberty. Somebody would say you're a fraud. You just take a lot of liberty, but the only difference between you and Newton is your shit came true. His didn't. That's the only difference.
The age-old quarrel between Newton and Leibniz. Did not Leibniz's world come more true than Newton's world?
It's a tomato tomato, Bob. It don't really matter at the end of the day. They're over.
Yeah, they're people that were made famous by the printing press. All those people of the Gutenberg era are dummies compared to actual people like some of the monarchy people you listed, the Stuarts in the 1700s. Those people had more abilities than Newton and Leibniz, correct?
By far, but they had means. See, Newton had to, sir, he wasn't always a sir. You see, he wasn't always a sir.
So you're saying that the royalty had memes, M-E-M-E-S?
Yes, they did. And they kept it, they slowed their roll. They wanted to be safe.
Yeah, they didn't make themselves known.
Exposed. They didn't make themselves exposed. They wanted the power. They wanted to wield the power, but they wanted to get it for fame, fortune, and money, and position, and power. But see, if I hold the sword that makes you a sir, I control you. That's what they wanted. They wanted to control you. They didn't want to know what you know. They wanted to control you, the one that had the knowing. And the only problem with Sir Isaac Newton is he didn't know anything. He was borrowing influence.
The royalty that you were saying wanted this control, is that an ascended position?
Well, they rule.
Controlling things? Beg your pardon?
They rule.
All right, so you seem a little slightly blurry. Check your mic and what you're doing.
We've done all we can do. We're in the bowels of nothingness, Bob. It's amazing we're getting
called
out.
Oh, that's right. You're not at home.
Terrible.
Okay. Was Madame Blavatsky special in any way? Did she transition?
She was special, but she didn't transition. She slipped. She slipped, meaning she went to another world to live for a while. She may come back.
Like Roger Bacon.
Basically, yeah.
But she's a little more conscious of it. She knew about parallel worlding. She's not lost in it.
No, she had enough dreams to find herself in dreams, though so know how dreams work.
So she thought she was dreaming, but it was actually parallel worlding.
Correct.
Yeah, she became a lucid dreamer, she thought.
Basically.
Now that's it.
But she can't tell the difference. Okay, Biggin, if you push the element here, you couldn't tell the difference. That's the hell of this. You couldn't even tell the difference, actually. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so people can stick to their opinion that, no, your mind is, your chemical body mind is doing the dreaming, and you're dreaming these events, and you can deny parallel worlding. But you would be parallel worlding, but that concept doesn't go with you, so you claim you're dreaming. That's not an ascended position, but you can do that.
But it's a way that it placates your mind to allow you to have a reality that you may or may not have engaged, may or may not have engaged.
Right. The protocols of the Islers, the protocols of the Elders of Zion have a very bad reputation. It's considered anti-Semitic, and I think it's considered to have been written in Russia. Are they just fraudulent National Enquirer bullshit, or is there something more significant to the protocols?
But they're closer to the Star than the National Enquirer bomb.
But it is a bunch of bullshit for all intents and purposes.
Well, but now they can turn it into something. Hell, are you kidding? Joe Biden probably finance it. If they promise to spend $2 or $3 trillion, he'd probably finance it for him to give you a little more money. So, you know, he's working hard for you, Bob. He's working hard for you.
September 24th, part of the, which never ended, here it is, deluded thing is September 29th, but it's still September 24th and the environment that established. Okay.
No. It all happened on the 24th. If there's a date, if there's a time, it did. That's when it all went down. It's just now taking all this time to catch up for you to start that actually people are actually talking about it. That they're actually noting that world systems are gone and that Florida has been eviscerated and there is no more country economies, that there is no more money and everybody that's got to come in. And tomorrow's what date? Tomorrow's the 30th, Bobby. Tomorrow's the 30th.
Mm. Okay. Did Queen Elizabeth II give birth to a baby that no one knows about?
Two of them, yes.
Who was the father?
Well, you're not going to agree with us, so we'll just agree with you and say the House of Hanover.
That's not Prince Philip.
No. Oh, no. No, his grandmother was Queen Victoria, just like Elizabeth's grandmother was Queen Victoria, for Pete's sake. Come on now.
You mean that's too closely related to have children?
No, it's not. They're third cousins, but they shared the same grandmother. So that wouldn't be a change of lineage. The issue you got to go back to is you got to get it back to the Plantagenets, the Hanovers, which is what you said all along.
I never said anything about
you.
Did
you most
the Hanovers? The Hanovers compete with the Stuarts.
Yes, they do. Still are.
Okay, so did they? I saw a documentary on Queen Elizabeth. Then when she was first married. Or something. They went on a long trip, she and Prince Philip, and I think she was away when her father died, and she had to go back, or she didn't go back. But she was by herself, it seemed. Is that a time, those kind of times where they say, yeah, she was off traveling and she kept to herself, that's when she was pregnant and gave birth to these babies.
Correct, but that was before Papa died, George died.
Was she married to Philip?
Yes.
So she would have affairs. She wasn't being a faithful wife to Philip.
Neither was Queen Victoria. Neither was Queen Victoria, the virginal queen. So, you know, things happen.
Yeah, so she had a little fun like Princess Margaret was having.
And Elizabeth I.
Right. And Queen Victoria.
Of course.
So where are those two babies right now?
They're safe.
Is one of them going to become a king or a queen?
Nostradamus says it'll be a king that you didn't expect.
No, you're blurry. You said a healer?
A king. Nostradamus said that the king who is crowned would be a king that no one expected to be king.
Right, but the word in the first sentence was healer, ruler, something like that we didn't get.
No.
It's recording.
Okay. All right. So how will, and so if we don't, not so much say we don't expect it, so it's going to be one of her babies because she was not a steward. So she got pregnant by a steward, which okay. You're saying is the House of Hanover, or she was House of Hanover, and she infiltrated the stewards.
No. The stewards. That's how the stewards now. And here's the problem. Diana was a Stuart as well. She was more royal than Queen Elizabeth, actually. So
yeah.
Between Elizabeth's illegitimate child, which was beget by a Spencer, and Harry, Harry and William were both beget by Spencers. See the rub?
Male Spencers?
What?
Or are you talking about Diana
Spencer? Lady Diana was a Spencer, and Queen Elizabeth II's lover was a Spencer, but it came from the House of Hanover. You've got to go back to before Mary of Teck to figure this out.
I know.
Out.
This
only
is,
said this 10,000 times.
Listen, here's what I know. In the 1700s, 17 bastards were made and hidden away. And those bastards infiltrated the House of Hanover and all over the place. So the Stuarts are in the mix all the time.
Always.
And that's, so one of those bastard people or descendants of them screwed Queen Elizabeth II.
Which makes that offspring the legitimate heir.
So how are they going to make that person, we don't know, an heir, take over the throne?
Just look at Ian and Bob. It's all laid out there. It's all on ianandbob.com.
You can't bring in, are they going to announce, Queen said, I forgot to mention I had another baby. I had two of them. And so therefore, one of them, the first, is the rightful heir. She's going to say,
Bob, the duchy is gone. The duchy is gone. The only money left, what little is left, is in the duchy of Cromwell. That's the only money that's left. They don't have any power to say anything. If they just start selling the carriage, why would they come up in the carriage, the Queen's carriage, and say how much money it's worth, how much gold is in it, and all this kind of bullshit? Why would they bring that up? It's like it's fixing to go to Sotheby's for sale. They think start petting them crown jewels, Bobby. The jig
is that
up.
Something that's just sold?
No, not yet. No, not yet. But why would they bring it up? Why would they bring it up? Why would it even be in conversation? They don't take pictures of the paintings in Windsor Castle. It was done in the 1500s and say, we have this marvelous Renoir. It's going to be for sale. It's worth so many millions of dollars. Why don't they do that? Have a tag sale. We can have a garage sale at Windsor Castle. It'd be great. We can sell the cover from the Queen's grave. That'd be good. That'd be fetch big money. Good. Take the doorknobs off the bathrooms. That'd be great.
Is that what's being discussed in the news lately, what you're talking about?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
So,
because they're making big references.
What's their
point? Should not be making reference to.
There should not be references to these things. Is that what you
said
in the media?
Correct. Just like the Queen's foundational garments. Why would they talk about Queen Elizabeth II's panty drawers? Why would they be talking about that?
Okay, I got that. So, what's that got to do with the announcement of the legitimate heir and the scandal that comes with that? How is that going to be?
Well, there's so much chit chat chatter that's coming along here. It won't be any surprise at all. It's like, here's pictures that she was pregnant before she had kids. She's riding the pony. She looks pretty hefty right there. But wait a minute, that's not Charles. Charles was born much later. Oh, my God, how did this actually work? My goodness gracious. So Charles was born when she was queen, but this pregnancy happened long before when she was in Buenos Aires. Oh, my stars, wait a minute. What's afoot here? It must be a timeline problem. Those archetypes are so easily exchanged, you see. Just don't worry about it. And then next thing you know, they'll have Winston Churchill being at the birth. He'll be present at the birth to sweep the baby away so it can be held in infamy, which is why she could not be crowned queen because she was in labors for the second baby.
So Winston Churchill knew all that.
That was your free part. That was your free part. That's your free part.
Yeah.
Charles was born when the second base. Yes, Charles was little, but Charles was born when the second bastard baby was born.
So this King Charles III, the fake king, is he aware that he'll be replaced by the real baby?
Yeah,
Queen's
all right.
Baby.
He doesn't care because there's nothing to rule. That's the rub now. There's nothing to rule. Without any efficacy, they have nothing to say. They don't have any power now, but they had all the money. Well, now who's going to pay for Balmoral? It ain't worth very much unless you're really interested in the countryside. You see?
Okay. So you're saying that there will be no king. There'll be no monarchy, is what you're saying.
In essence. Or in feudal law, back to the Lancasters, that go all the way back to the Plantagenets, you'll have it'll be feudal. It's the War of the Roses, Bobby.
The War of the Roses is back. And the Queen,
yeah.
Queen Elizabeth II, is allied with us. She made the right move.
She had to get out of the way because it was fixing to get ugly, and she didn't want to be in the fall. It's one thing to give up your scepter and your colors and your crown and your orb to lay it down or have somebody take it away from you. It's a little different, you see. Right?
Yep, that's excellent. So, all right, so we would, let's see, I think that's the end of today's topic, so I've got to remove myself. So,
be happy.
There is a duchy that you talk about.
Two duchies.
Yeah, you've been talking about two different duchies. I'll let Bert sort that out, who the duchies are, but they don't have anything going. I have all the money. So you have those troops.
No,
they're
collecting the money to give to you. That's what's happening
right now.
You're draining the world coffers. And now they're having to make up money to make money to have enough money to pay you. It's very insipid.
Yeah. On Monday or Tuesday, they showed footage, might have been TikTok, of all these amazingly khaki-dressed soldiers coming into London. They were coming in to monitor and control the riots that are coming tomorrow and the next day as the banking crisis becomes obvious, correct?
Yes. But they got to see the problem with the standing armies, you got to feed them and pay them. That's the problem.
Right.
You got to feed them and you got to pay them. And if they don't get fed, they don't get paid, they're not going to do it. It's like it's like the Russians fighting in Ukraine. They don't understand when there's no grocery.
Yeah, the Pentagon aliens brought those soldiers into London, correct?
Agreed.
She says, I wanted to contact Bob to ask him about this alien encounter I had in my dream a couple of weeks ago, which would be at least a month ago. I saw a pyramid-shaped UFO come down with gray, blue, and green pale lights coming down from it, and Joe Biden was holding his hands up saying something about Raymond, I guess the food, Raymond. I was hearing sounds that sounded like a telepathic language coming from the UFO. Then I was in a room which looked like a cubicle office, and there were a bunch of humans sitting with extraterrestrial mentors, and everyone was taking turns turning into a bluish light frequency that teleported into a computer screen. Once my turn came, my mentor turned me into one of the light frequencies, and it was very painful. I then was in a giant computer screen. It was very odd, and I was wondering if you guys know anything about this. I've never had an experience like this, but I know Bob knows a lot about aliens and whatnot. I know Bob knows a lot about aliens and whatnot. If you have any insight on this, I would greatly appreciate it. Can you give me something to tell her, Ion?
Yes, of course. It wasn't a dream. It was an actual reality that she went into and engaged. Because most people don't feel pain in a dream. And if you look at her wrist, her right wrist, there's a little bitty mark that she got while she was there to prove that it wasn't a dream.
Was she interacting with an extraterrestrial?
Aliens. Uh-huh.
Aliens. Okay, so what is this, the alien sending a message to me or something?
Always.
Is these did she interact with the aliens that I'm going to meet that come through the fifth gate, the eastern gate?
No. She just got a representation, and she borrowed old archetypes and plastered them into the vicinity to have descriptive words that would be impressive. A pyramid fell from the sky and blue lights, and O'Biden was standing there smiling, welcoming us all, you know. You borrow those things to make words.
But she was taken somewhere where there were aliens, but she didn't see what the aliens looked like.
I know. She saw it, but then she had to add words to make it make sense. So she turned it into a pyramid with multicolor, with neon lights. You know, it was the Studio 54 on meth.
All right. Can I play this in public?
Yeah,
sure, that's all right.
I won't name who they are, but it's an interesting experience that a human head. Okay, thank you very much, Diane. A lot of new stuff.
And very welcome. Go to work. We're working at it. See you soon.
Thank you very much.
Get JW home.
Yes, okay. Good night.